Last week we took the hadith of Urwatu al-Bariqi, the one that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent on an errand to buy sheep for him. And this man bought two sheep with the dinar that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to him. So when he bought the two sheep, he sold one and he took one to the Messenger of Allah and he also returned the dinar. One of the lessons that we did not point to last week is that if one buys a commodity and one wants to sell back the commodity, how much profit can one make from the commodity purchased or bought? That is, what should be the percentage of the commodity, of what the profit made from the commodity. Now, there is no text in the Sharia that says this is the percentage that you can make as a profit. There is no text. If we look at the hadith of Urwat al-Bariqi, we discover that was the wage 100% profit. He was given a dinar by the Messenger of Allah to get a sheep, and he got this sheep and he sold it for, he bought two instead of what? One. And he sold one of the two sheep, he sold it for one dinar. That is, he had gotten back the dinar given to him by the Messenger of Allah with what? With traditional sheep. Which means he had made 100% profit. And that's why we can say this is the percentage that you can make as a profit. In the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked to make the tasriq, to fix the prices of commodities, he said, Inna Allaha huwa al-musta'ir. Allah is the one that fixes the prices of commodities. Inni la arju, I hope that an alqa Allah wa laysa li ahadin minkum li mazlimatun. I hope that what I will meet Allah and there is nobody that will come and say what I've wronged him. So Allah is the Musa'id. I will have explained the reason why, or the situation where the authority can fix prices of what? Commodity. But ordinarily, the authority does not have the right to fix the prices of commodity, because the authority doesn't know how much this one gets results his commodity. So if somebody gets commodity for 10 naira and is selling for what? 12 naira. Another person gets it for 5 naira. He says he should also sell for what? He should also sell for 12 naira. So this one has made so much profit, while this one has made what? Less profit. So and that's why they should not be left to the traders themselves, that they make their own profit. So if only in a situation where what they are doing, maybe they are urging the commodity so that what a time will come that people will need it so that they can inflate the prices of this commodity. And when people are in need of these things, they increase the prices. In this case, they are trying to watch to affect the population. They are trying to affect the masses. In a situation like this, the authority can impose a fixed price on the commodities. Now, in this hadith, Urwat al-Bariqi made 100% profit. And now that it is permissible to make as much profit as what? As possible. On condition that what you have not deceived the person that you are selling the commodity to. For some people, they may want things like this. So it seems like it's permission to make 100% profit. Okay, no harm. So something that you know that this thing ordinarily goes for 20 naira, you say what? It's 40 naira. And ordinarily, you know that what this thing goes for 20 naira, you say what? 40 naira. But the way you have presented it to the person is like what? This is the way it is sold everywhere. Huh? Just to make that person not to go. Huh? Toba jẹ́ bákan náà. If it is the same price, come and buy with me or buy from me. So, because he doesn't want him to go. I know he's lying. But what do I do now watch? Sharia has said watch, there is no limit to profit. Now Sharia has said that. But if you deceive the person to buy from to because he wants him to buy from you, if you deceive the person, if the person buys that commodity from you, he now discovers that the commodity is not the way you have presented it to him, you know he has one right. Huh? What is that right? To return it. Because you have done what is known as what? Rich. There is what? There is cheating in it. So the person has the right to what? To return it. He has the right to return it. So we should understand this. But the issue remains that what? There is no limit for profit. But make sure that what? You are not deceiving the person because you want to make that profit. Make things clear to him. This is the amount I'm going to sell it. You will get it cheaper somewhere else, but this is where I sell my things. So, and it is not binding on people to buy from you. Some of the Muslim brothers and sisters who sell things, our prices will be higher than the prices that people sell it in the town. If you say, okay, Islam has said there is no limit to profit. Islam has also said, what? It's not compulsory on that person to buy from you. For those who are after all your brothers and your sisters, why do their brothers are not patronizing what? Brothers in their commodity. Why do their brother is inflating prices of commodity above other people? So we should understand this. Don't try to cheat people when you are telling them the prices of your commodity. Let them know that this is the amount that you want to sell. There is no harm. This is the amount that I'm going to sell it. You may get it cheaper somewhere else, but that one is fake. That one is fake. Huh? All these are methods that we use. You say, well, because your own price is high. You say, that one is what? It's fake. And it's the same thing, you know. So this is not, it's not correct. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن شراء ما في بطون الأنعام حتى تضع وعن بيع ما في ذروعها وعن شراء العبد وهو عابق وعن شراء المغانم حتى تقتمن وعن شراء الصدقات حتى تقبض وعن ضربة الغائط رواه ابن ماجه والبزار ودار قطني بإسناد ضعيف. From Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, it was said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade shirari ma fi butun al-an'am, buying what is in the belly of the cattle, hatta tada, until the what? Until they deliver. Do you have any evidence for this? Now, it is said that the hadith is at what? The weak sheep. You know, hadith that is da'if, we don't make it as big piece of it, have we? But do you have any evidence for this? All things mentioned here, they are what? They fall under the hadith that you've read, that it was Be'ul Ghara, forbade the sale of what? Al-Ghara. What is Al-Ghara? So, now, that is what I'm saying, Ghara is what is the principle. That you can find a million examples on that. So this one is mentioned in this hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that comes with what we say, they are all examples under what? The hadith, Na'an Bari al-Ghara, forbade the sale of uncertainty. So he said, he forbade selling what is in the tomb, in the belly of, or the womb of the al-An'am, the cattle, Kata Taba, until what? They deliver. We don't know what is in the womb of the sheep, for instance, or of the cow, of the calf. So I want to buy that thing. So we now conclude. There will be, when that thing is delivered, a delivered stillborn. So what will happen? My money. No, but you have agreed and you have sold it to you. when the camel is pregnant. But it is something that is life that I want to buy. It's not. No, there's nothing we can do on that. You know, I've been feeding it, so I thought everything will be okay. So something that we need to do. Maybe you pay because you think that what it will be male. But when it is delivered, it becomes what? Female. Ah, you know, it is 20,000 I paid now. How can I pay 20,000? This is female now. And you have to return. Ah, you know, I can't return anything. No. So something that will lead towards disagreement among you. Know what you want to buy. And that's why in Jerusalem, that is the transaction that you pay in advance, expecting the commodity. You have to give vivid description of what you want. This is what I want. With this description, with this. Certain descriptions are not fulfilled, there is no binding on you. This is with respect to what? Jerusalem. That is when you pay in advance. Expecting the commodity. But for it to say, okay, I want to buy what is in it. For instance, now, let's say this is a building and everything is locked. Everywhere is locked. Someone now says, I have some commodities inside it. This building, as you are seeing it, is full of jewelries. Jewelries. And what you want to sell, bring $1 billion. When he now opens it, he now saw what all this panda and the like. So that, but he said, I think he said, this is what you have it, what you have in it. So this is what, there is uncertainty. You don't know what you are buying. So, and that's what, if the example is what, it's correct, only the hadith is what, there is. And what is also in the Uda, or those things will not be what? At times, you see a camel or a cow, very big, and what the Uda is also what? And the best is what is also big. Yeah, this the meat that will contain in this Uda will be much. Okay, how much you want to sell the meat in this in the Uda? Says, okay. Bring 5,000 now start making it up to it. Later, you now discover that it is meat that is there is no meat in this thing, it is flesh. This is flesh, it's not the amount of the meat inside that has made it to be this big. It is the flesh. So, I can't pay 5,000 for this watch, you know, I think it will be much. There's nothing you can do about that. In order to put yourself in a situation like that, do not buy it. وَأَنْشِرَ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِي وَهُوَ عَبْدِكُمْ. Someone who has a slave that he wants to sell. Now say, I have a very good slave. Only the reason is that what? He has run away. If I will try and get it for you. So nothing. Where is the wrong way, please? I've not been able to get into your watch, participated in watch. This may only be permissible if the one who is going to buy it maybe knows what the aging place of the wrong way slave. That the slave that you are talking about, I know he's a hideout. How much you want to sell it, okay? Then now go there and take it. If you permission in the situation because there is no watch, there is no garage here. But the person will not be looking for it after he has what collected money. This is the garage. One should I magani hata tuksana. Likewise, it is forbidden to also buy the booties of war before it is what? Before they are shared. You know, we are going for the jihad of so-and-so. So whatever booty is given to me, I'll sell it to you. How much you want to sell it? Bring $1 million. Where the booties are divided or distributed, maybe what comes to his way is booty worth of what? $100,000. And he has collected $1 million from that person. What you can do about that, you manage it. You have time. When you do things like that, you know. So you start watch. You start talk. So this is also watch, not cooking. It's a good example. Even if the hadith is what there is. وَإِنْشِرَعِ الصَّدَقَاتِ حَتَّى تُكْبَرَ. Likewise, somebody at times, you do sadaqa for me. At times, you give me car as sadaqa, you give me camel as sadaqa, you give me this as sadaqa. So you be interested in buying the sadaqa that the man is ready to give me. What is that sadaqa? You can't even tell what he's going to give you. So don't sell that sadaqa until what? Until you have taken possession of it. وَعَنْ دَرْبَةِ الْغَائِسِ. Likewise, al-ghais, somebody is diving into the sea to look for what? To look for the precious stones and the likes. Nothing if I dive into it, whatever I bring, I'm going to sell it to 500,000. When you now do what? When he does the ghost, he's only able to what? To come up with something that is worth 50,000 naira. And you are paid 500,000 naira. This is something worth 50,000 naira. No, that thing is difficult. You know, to be underwater. This is a serious thing, you know, suffered a lot. But what you have said, this thing is not up to what the amount of paid. If what I've got is 5 million, you give me anything. So in order not to resort to things like this is also what God. But it is not part of garar for you to employ somebody to be working for you. You'll be paying for what? The labor. You will be paying for what? For the labor. The person will be maybe resuming by what? Maybe 8 in the morning and what will be closing by maybe 4 in the evening. So whatever he can do at that time, you pay him for what? The time, just as a lot of us will be the employees, the civil servants. So your employment is 8 a.m. and it is 4 p.m. to 4 p.m. So if I go to my place of work by 10 a.m., have I done piano? So there is reality, because I've been paid for what? This period. Between this period, not the quantity of work, the work that I do that I'm being paid for. I'm being paid for what? The time. Whatever I can do between this time is what I'm being paid for. So when I now decide to watch, not to go by 8, and I decide to go by 10, as not supposed to do me Allah for you. So when I now go by 10, it means what? I've cheated the government. And that's why it's something that is happening. Allah is the fire of us. When people say they are going on strike, the doctors are going on strike, when they are not doing that, they are not doing this. How many doctors are resuming at the right time? Go to general hospital there, you see a doctor will be coming by 11 o'clock or 11:30. The patient will watch, they will be full. Yeah, they will have occupied every place waiting for the doctor. And the doctor will not come except by what? 11:30 or so. These are things that we've witnessed. And this same person, when his salary is not paid, he wants to go on strike. It's not only applicable to the government workers, it's not only applicable to what? The doctors. And that's why all these, bodies that people say they form, fighting for what? Human rights or the workers' rights. They are all nonsense. Because the workers themselves are what? They are cheating people. They are cheats. The workers themselves, they are cheats. They will not resume at the right time. They will leave work before what? Before the closing hour. And when their employer does not watch, does not fulfill one thing, they will shout out. They will cry out. Who assists the employer for what? For their own side as well. And that's where Kazali can award بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يسكنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish the zalimun. So when we are doing wrongdoings, Allah will also give us leader that will be punishing us. Because we are all not upright. We are all not upright. You are employed as a teacher in a private school. You will not go at the right time. Maybe you are supposed to resume by 8 a.m. You'll be going there tonight. And when the employer maybe refuses to do something for you, he says, you pull out with me here. How come I'm not there with me? Are you resuming at the right time? And the person that is complaining, if he or she also happens to be worth an employer, he will do the same thing. And that's why the employees and the employers, they are not watching. They are not friends. But you see employees speaking ill of their employer, do not listen to them. Because if they happen to be in the position of the employers, they will also treat their own employees the same way. This is the truth. When you are supposed to get your rights from somebody, then you watch. You be serious. But when you are supposed to give people their own rights, this is the way a lot of us are behaving. This is a general problem that is affecting all of us. So Islam does not want things like this. Islam kicks against things like this. So we said this hadith is da'if, but they all fall under the hadith of forbidding al-gharar, which is authentic hadith contained in Muslim. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشتروا السمك في الماء فإنه غرق. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not buy fish in water, that is in the sea, فإنه غرق, this is غرق. The same example that I want to sell fish for you in water. Where is the fish? Bring the fish out, let us see. So when you have paid, the money is not bringing small fish. These fish are too small. You know, we are in season that will come up with what? But if somebody has a sample of the fish that he wants to sell, and those who are into fish farming, those who are into that, okay, this is what the size of fish like this, okay, you agree. So if the person brings fish that are less than, they are not as big as that, then you have the right to what? Reject it because you have given the example of what you want. All this is clear. So I'm paying whatever fish you in this pond. I'm telling you, it's not like whatever fish you eat. How many fish in the pond? So if you start to bring 500,000 naira, and I give you 500,000 naira, or I give you 100,000 naira, you now come up with what? With just 10 out of fish. That's fish. So that means I'm going to pay 1,000 naira to get just 10 catfish. This is what? Bull. So I'm telling to you what is in the pond, what is in that pond, let us know. So this is also what is a good example. But the shame is not authentic from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said to be a statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Rawahu Ahmad, Amma the Prophet is Mashaid, and now Anna Sawabu Ahmad. That what is correct is that what is the statement of Ibn Mas'ud. But there are all these examples under what? Under Gara. Wa ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal naa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tuba'a thamaratun hatta tuta'ana wa la yuba'a sufun ala zahrin wa la labanin fi dar'in rawal tamarariyu in awsat wa dara kutni. From Abdullah ibn Abbas, it was said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the sale of fruit or dates hatta tuta'ama until it is ripe. That it is good for what? For consumption. وَلَا يُبَعُوا سُوْفٌ عَلَى ظَارٍ. Then the heir or so of the camel or so shouldn't be sold when it's still on it. وَلَا لَبَنُ. Likewise, the meat should not be sold to Dorin while in the Uda. This is also recorded by the Qutni in his book Al-Mu'jam al-Awsat, and is recorded by Tabarani in his book Al-Mu'jam al-Awsat and Daraqutni. وَأَخْرَجَهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ. And Abu Dawood recorded this in Marasil, in the Marasil. Marasil, these are what a hadith attributed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without what, without knowing that the person that has been omitted is a companion or a tabi'i. That is called what? Mursal. Any hadith that is ascribed to the Messenger of Allah. But in the shame, the person before the Messenger of Allah, there is somebody missing here. The person who is going to tabi'i. And we know a tabi'i did not meet the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alive. He met a companion. Now, who is he dropping? Is he dropping a companion or another tabi'i like him? If he's dropping a companion, then the hadith is what? It's sahih. Because the companions, according to the scholars of hadith, they are always Udur Siqat. So if you are sure that the person that you dropped is a companion, then the hadith, there is no problem with it. But in a situation where you are not sure whether the person that has been dropped is a companion or a tabi, that means what? There is problem in the chain of the hadith. And such a hadith is what? But if you don't use it as what? As evidence. So the hadith is also reported by Abu Dawood in his book, in the Marasil. The Ikrima, because of Ikrima or Raj, and this is what Raj, which means what? The hadith is Da'if. وَأَخْرَجَهُ أَيْضًا مَوْقُوفًا عَلَى ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ بِإِسْنَادٍ قَوِيٍّ. He said, he also recorded it, that is Abu Dawood recorded this from Abdullah ibn Abbas, بِإِسْنَادٍ قَوِيٍّ, with a strong chain. وَرَجَّحَهُ الْبَيْعَكِيُّ. And Bayaki said this chain is what? Is authentic, which means it's also a statement of the a statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, not a statement of the Prophet. Come what may, this is what a good example for the Beirut Ghara. One Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam na and then is Madrami, one Malakir Rawahu al Bazar Ufi Isnadihi Ba'af. From Abu radiallahu anhu, it is also said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the Al-Madhabin. Al-Madhabin is plural of what? Madmun, what is contained in something that is what is in the belly of an animal. So we have said something like that. So, Wal-Malakir. Malakir, this is from what? Telkir, to impregnate or fascinate, or so to say, pollinate rather. So, animals that are used to impregnate another animal. So these are what the malakir. So Bazar recorded this, but of his name he is that. There is also witness in the shade. So all this, I said the other time that there are a lot of these ahadith. For this week ahadith, they are all betrayed by what? By evidences and the sunnah. So we are not making use of those ahadith. Rather, we are making use of those ones that are what? Authentic. But the author, why did he bring this ahadith? Let's clarify that he knew that he was da'if. He brought them because some scholars mistakenly and use them as what? Evidence. And the reason why he has compiled this book is to compile it using what the evidences that some Madahib have used, regardless of whether they are what Da'if or not. So when it gets to the one that is Da'if, you say this is what Da'if. When it gets to the one that is authentic, you say this is what it is authentic. So don't blame him. Why has he what recorded weak ahadith? Some weak ahadith, don't blame. Just as you not blame Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and the likes for recording weak ahadith. They will record weak ahadith for reading. One, possibly those weak ahadith, they are not that weak. If they have supportive evidences, they may get elevated to the level of watch happen. So, but if you don't have watch, one written down, how will you know that watch? One will corroborate the other. So this mashayikh, they watch, they will do this. That is one. Two, they will report this weak ahadith so that somebody who is an evil person will not come and say what this hadith is, what is sahih. They will tell you that your hadith is not sahih. This is the shade of the hadith that you are talking about. And there is so and so person in the shade of the hadith, and that person is what? Is da'if. So if they are not recording this hadith, how will we know? Take for example, somebody say what? Tawassalu bi jari fa inna jari inda Allahi abi. Somebody will say what? Think or you use the messenger of Allah to come as what? As somebody that will intercede on your behalf, using it as an intercession between you and Allah. Because my job is what is great before Allah. This is not a statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not a statement. Where is the shaykh of the hadith? This is what? This is mawdu'. The hadith أطلب العلم من المهدي إلى اللحج. Seek knowledge from what? From cradle to what? To grave. It's not a statement of the Messenger of Allah. It makes sense, but it's not a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أطلب العلم ولا أبشر. Look for knowledge only in what? It is in China. This is not a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are hadiths that are they are mawdu'a, fabricated. How? Because in the shade there are what? There are liars in the shade. There are liars in the shade. So those hadith, they are what? Fabricated hadith. They will mention what the shade. You see the shade. But if you start looking at the biography of each individual in the shade, you come across somebody who is what? We declared by the scholars of hadith as what? As a liar. So that hadith, just take it away, throw it away. This is what fabricated hadith. But hadith that in the shade you have somebody who has what? A weak memory. Because he's not a liar. So if we have some other hadith that has what? That in the shade we have somebody who also has what? A weak memory. This one has a weak memory, this one has a weak memory. Antadilla hidauma, fatuzakira hidauma kukhurum. Just as Allah said about women. That what? If one of them forgets, the other one was reminded. Two women is like one man. So this will corroborate this. The same thing when we have this weak hadith, we have this weak hadith. And the weakness is not that strong. It can also corroborate one another to the level of what happened in the rain. But if this one does not record it, does not record this, this one does not record this, how are you going to watch? Get it. And that's why those book of hadith, Abu Dawud, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, Tabarani, Dharqutni, they will record everything in the shade. So what they themselves say was this is sahih. But because they have watched, put down the shade, somebody else may go there and say, what? No, Dharqutni, you are what? Mistaken. This person that you do not look at the case of this man clearly. This is what so and so person has said on him, so and so person has said on him. So, a hadith may be said to be Zahir. Who would need that Qutni for his time himself declared on watch? Sahih. Because the shame is there. Everybody can go back and look at the shame. Yeah? 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 1,000 years, people can go back to the shame. Because the author has recorded watch the shame. But if he has not recorded the shame, or he has not recorded the hadith at all, maybe you are coming across the hadith somewhere else, how will you be able to say that the hadith is watch? Is authentic or not? And that's why these scholars they've done rather great jobs for us by retaining those ahadith. So, unlike the case of what Umdat al-Ahkam, you know, Umdat al-Ahkam is not as big as this. So, most of the hadith in Umdat al-Ahkam, the hadith in what? Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Sahih Bukhari, Imam Bukhari was said to have what? Memorized how many thousand? 100,000 hadith that is authentic, and 200,000 hadith that is what? Not authentic. So he only took out of the 100,000 that remember, he only recorded was 4,000 plus. So for you to force that book, you have what? You will try. If you look at the shape, you look it, look at it, look at it, look at it, you still come back with the conclusion that what? The hadith are what? Sahiha. The same thing is applicable to what? Sahih Muslim. Because it's not the hadith, all the hadith that they knew that what they recorded in the book. They selected from what they knew just to prepare a special book. Unlike Abu Dawood, he didn't take to that line. They recorded what they asked. So it's not the same method that we are using. And that's why Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, both of them emerge as the best book of what? Of hadith. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفر الله العظيم اللهم انت الرحمن الرحيم نعم الله اكبر بين جوه الكيس ان شاء الله يا رب انت لو كنت مثلا في الهيره وانا في then in some areas like Mali and the likes, Mauritania, they are still enslaving people there. So somebody who is the book of Pharaoh of what? Setting free a slave. So if you have the opportunity of finding slaves there that they can set free. So something in the absent, a law in the absent now because we don't see those who are. So when we see those who the laws are applicable to, so that thing will come back into existence. So Muslims are killing Muslims, and nobody is benefiting from this except the enemies of Islam. So how can a Muslim going to enslave another Muslim? So this is not war with the kuffar, it's war with Muslims, between Muslims, which is not okay. Now if they say the ruler, the president is a kafir because what it belongs to the Nusayri group of the Shia, this is who they are worse than the worse than the Rawafid in Iran. They are worse than the Rawafid in Iran. You don't believe the prayer, all these things, you know. So the ruler, the president, if he said to be a kafir, not everybody in that country is what? He's a kafir. So now killing people, this is not a war, this is what fitna that is going. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what? Adabu wa fi dunya al-qatlu wal-zalazim wal-kitab. Part of the punishment, the afflictions of the believers, and that's why they will be seeing killing. They will be seeing zalazim, earthquakes, they will be seeing what? Fitan. So there is nothing like enslavement in the occasion of slaves in Syria. In Mali, now they are fighting the Kuffar, the French. They are fighting them. So, if those people they believe that what their Islamic society, Islamic what is it called, Islamic, if they believe, so they can escape from the French troop. They can escape because the French troop is out Kuffar. Regardless of whether we agree with them that what they are establishing Islamic government. The Islamic government that they established, that is not the way to establish the Islamic government. I think we have talked about this before. But they believe that what they are fighting with the kuffar. And the ruling is that what the kuffar can be enslaved in what? In the battle. That is the ruling. So let there be enslavement, and that though the UN is against what? Enslavement of the people in the war front. This is not the Islamic ruling. The UN one that is UN. Islamic ruling, it is permissible to capture what? The battle in the war, in the battle, in the battlefield. And those who are saying it is what wrong, they are not watch. They are not keeping to that. Look at what the American troops, what they are doing to people captured in Afghanistan, sending some people to Guantanamo Bay, punishing them, those who are captured in Iraq, sending them to the prison of Abu Ghraib, punishing people. So the extent that was making jest of the Quran, relating on the Quran, so doing things that will anger the Muslims. So where is the UN law now? Where is the UN law? But what you are saying essence is that what the Islamists in Mali, the method that they are using, that method is not correct. The method is not correct. Allah.
And when the acts of power to Mali, is it weakly to stay the concept of government of the land to do a transaction before coming back home?
I think this has been explained last week. That is, if you do it and it's sanctioned by your boss or the one who has given you the money, then there is no harm. This is no as well. Yes, this is no as Gerald Fuguli. Gerald Fuguli is for somebody to do business on behalf of somebody. This is very fully. This, if it is sanctioned by the one who has given one, that money, that is permissible. Then if there is loss, since nobody has sent you to do that, to be responsible for the loss, you have to give that person back his money. Huh? If there is profit, then you have to give the profit to the owner of the money, according to a lot of scholars. Some scholars say, watch, for using another person's money to trade without his permission, you are thinking, but now you have done it, the profit should be distributed or should be divided into two. Because if there is loss, you have to pay for that. So these are statements of scholars and this allow.
I just want to know the gap between the two. Somebody was applying for a scholar, and he said, if you ask them, who are you? They are going to tell people that you are my family, and you are kind of a lab. He was saying that, you know, do a kind of raising that scholar in this business. That if they ask them, who are you, this scholar, to say you are my family.
This is an outrageous statement and excessive praise of somebody which is tantamount to watch to Kufu. So how can you place somebody in place on Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So all this is common with the people of Sufi, the Sufi people. There are those who say all this nonsense.
And secondly, if somebody comes home, we know that this person is not any from my life. And we collect other people from that person.
Where is he not any from?
Maybe when you come and we also collect money from people or nobody.
No, it's not working for one to collect from him, because what he's collecting from people is not stealing. What he's collecting from people is not with the pleasure of those he's collecting from. Unlike somebody who's in Morobi, somebody who's working in the bank. Huh? So what he's collecting from the people is what? It's a kind of pleasure between those who are loaning and those who are getting the loan. It's a kind of agreement between both of them. So this type of money that is the one is gambling, the one is engaged in riba. Their money is what is said to be what? Muharramun likanzi. It's haram because of the way you get it. It's not haramun divati. It's not haram itself. The one who is stealing, or a pickpocket, or somebody who is forcing people to get money from them. These people, the money they get from people forcefully, is what Muharramun desires. That is, they can't use it, and they cannot give it to people to also benefit from it. All this is there. But something that is Muharramun likasbi is haram because of the way you are getting it. It will be haram for that person that has gotten it, but halal the way it is halal for other person. And that's why somebody is a banker, for instance, and using the word banker or everything, but somebody is what? Who is a riba eater. Such a person, money that he's getting is haram on him. But if he feeds his family with the money, the family are not eating what? Haram. But so I would say what? It is also advisable for them not to take it when they see that what they have other ways. Or somebody that is given that way, if he sees that if he doesn't take it, he's going to serve as deterrent for such a person, then it is good that what he avoids it. Allah. Alcohol is also what? Is Muharram. But the money gotten from alcohol is not Muharramun Lidati. It's Muharramun Lidati. But alcohol itself is what? Muharramun Lidati. And that's why many of Allah will collect gifts from the Jews, despite the fact that what? The deal is intoxicant. He will collect gifts from the Mushrikun, despite the fact that what? The deal is intoxicant. So, but for you to now go to somebody who is working in jewelry, for instance, or somebody is what? Who is selling intoxicant, then that is what is wrong. You don't encourage people like that to do what? To give sadaqa. But if they give, you can take it. Only that's what it will be sadaqa for them. They have only given out something that should be spent. So it's not valid for them to give sadaqa because Allah will not accept except what is for you. But that is not what. The Allah people that is a general problem. General problem in the world, not in Nigeria alone. So ordinarily I think we should understand things like this. So when we want to, maybe you are working in private organizations or private companies, don't say you want to embark on strike. Embarking on strike is not what is not the solution. Then when you embark on strike, you should also put it in mind that what there is no salary for those days that you have gone on strike. So if you want to collect salary for the days that you have gone on strike, injustice. That is injustice. And we should remember the day we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So but now we are under what government or these unions that you don't have any, you are just an honorary worker. If they go on strike, you say you don't go on strike, you are just wasting your time. So in a situation like that, if you go on strike because they have gone on strike and you don't have anything to do, it is good you do sadaqa from your salary, do sadaqa so that you will not eat the money for those days that you do not work. It is good you do sadaqa to free yourself from that. Then if you have good people who are also kicking against this service, you will not be able to defend these issues of strike. I hope in some countries in the world, if they embark on strike, no salaries. Where some people they went on strike in Spain also, you know, they are facing serious problems there. They told them no salaries. They resume immediately. So, okay.
I just want to ask if you can advise, if you have read the book, Mustafa al-Hakami, advise people in it. The second day, the Jamaat, they quote Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah from Thomas Mustafa and Fanny Federation. You can just advise the people in it.
Now, firstly, on Mustafa al-Hadith, Well, it's not something that I would recommend that people read. You should read the ones that are popular, that the scholars will recommend that we read. So read Al-Bain Nawawiya, you read Al-Lulu al-Marjan, which is a combination of hadith upon by Bukhari and Muslim. Then you read Riyadh al-Salihin, you read Umdat al-Ahkam, Bulugh al-Maram. Then if you know you have advanced, you read Sahih Bukhari, Muslim, like that. So it is better for one than what just diving into a book that you can't really tell which one is authentic, which one is not authentic. And you want to be quoting the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't know whether what you are quoting is authentic or not. So it is advisable not to start with books like this. So if you have read so much, then you want to look at this book or books like this to know which one is authentic, which one is not authentic. Yet. So be able to judge based on what you have read before. But a beginner wants to start reading, starting with books like this, will lead them into what quoting weak ahadith. And if it's not taken, the same thing what preach it on it. So you will say that everything is what. Like somebody told me one day that said, how can you say hadith of the Quran is doing? How can you say the hadith of the Quran is doing? How can you say that? So the Muslim doesn't know something that you are saying is the hadith. We are still saying this is not a hadith of the Prophet of Allah, and we are still what? At this point, is this a hadith of the Messenger of Allah or not? So it cannot be a hadith of the Prophet of Allah if you have not proven that what? That this is said by the Messenger of Allah. So, you see, things like this, it's very easy, it's very easy. You see, here, this is very easy, you are very easy. You are very easy. But because you don't understand the terminology of the people of the city, they will not be able to understand this situation. Now, when Jamal is a big, the Sheikh Muslimin, praise them, one should understand one thing, that Jamaat al-Tabligh in the world, they are not on equal footing. Jamaat al-Tabligh in Saudi Arabia, they are not like Jamaat al-Tabligh in what? In Pakistan. Jamaat al-Tabligh in Pakistan are not like Jamaat al-Tabligh in Nigeria. You want to talk about Jamaat al-Tabligh in Nigeria, don't you? Come on, what are the dots? As one of the attributes of the Jamaat al-Tabligh that was the only put on watch. If you see a Jamaat al-Tablighi from Pakistan, you will be disappointed. Huh? Some of them wealthy and what they put on good jarabia, so say no affair must survive. No? So you don't use that as much.